Greetings
Blog
in the name
Talk
of the Most
Radio.
High. Yeah, Rastafari.
Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm a die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Greetings everyone, one and all. This is the Near Nation Black People Radio Station. I am your host, Ras Warico. And tonight, I am straying a bit with permission. I am asking the Almighty for authority to conduct the show. So I have to try to under the Naya Bingyada to make sure I don't really speak out of turn, you know? So, I will chant the creed of the Naya Bingyada. Princes and princesses mustered out of Egypt. Go to word, go to sound, go to power. We will be the ever living almighty tribune council that runs the universe. All man, animals, and all space and time. That's the far right. So, as I declared in showing what my episode would comprise of tonight, I will continue with the ancient creed. Princes must come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands to Jah, O Ija of Ethiopia, and I vine majesty. Thy iris trod into I to dwell in the path of righteousness. Lead I and I. Help I and I to forgive that and I must be forgiven. Teach and I love loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endow and I with wise mind, knowledge, and I was standing to do thy will. Thy blessing to I and I, Oja. Let the hungry be fed, the naked clothed, sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver I and I from the hands of our enemies, that I and I must prove fruitful in these perilous days. You know, enemies are past and decay in the depths of the sea. Yes, in the depths of the earth, or in the belly of a beast. O give I and I a place in thy ever-living kingdom, to the power of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, and elect of himself and light of this world. And I bind majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I first, and Queen Omega, the beginning, without end, first and forever, the protectorate of all human faith and the ruler of the universe. And with faith, courage, and a just cause, even in the 21st century, David will still slay Goliath. So greetings, I and I, listeners, and tonight episode, we're touching a little bit of Obama presidency. The only reason why that is being done tonight on this program is because he's a black man. So we're not invading people's business. We're looking at a member of our race who get the most, one of the most eminent position in the earth. Yes, rule a big, mighty superpower for 8 years. And we're analyze or assessing two-term briefly, not going very deep into it, but significant events that take place, right? But, you know, we have to keep the vibe a certain way, so we're not just dive into it, so we're going to, you know, perform like a pleasantries before we touch it, because it's a very toxic subject we're going to deal with, you see? Politics. And I've been keeping ourselves out of that all these years. I'm not going to dabble in it either. But we just have to really make our people know what's going on, you know? Yeah. So because, you know, Shashamani is our Ethiopian land that His Majesty give us. Also give us a special constitution for we in the Western world here, and it is very instructive in terms of giving us hope, giving us confidence, because the same level of authority coming from a throne room, a royal edict, same thing that is the King of England given to Israel by them come. By them now situated in the era what them call Israeli Palestine. Yes, that same edict was given to I and I on behalf of His Majesty, Dr. Maliki Ibayen, established the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And the situation even gets better because recently the UNIA, Universal Negro Improvement Association, collaborated with the president of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And so moving forward, it will be a very healthy situation because then we're combining our efforts. And we have locals all around the world. So we're going to wake up the, you know, I mean, really, the spirit of Africa. Yes, we're becoming the elders and youth and becoming the family. Okay, doing it in a most high full fashion, not just the regular mass movement of people. And the people cause chaos and confusion. No. And I chatting with full order. Order of ancient. See? So we will constantly be reminding our ones and ones that NI really is Ethiopians and Shashamani is the first piece of land that I'm going to really identify with, and then we spread our wings, you know. So we're going to really touch it. We're going to touch one of the Morgan's heritage.
How could I turn an eye back on an eye heritage?
Yeah.
Never! I determine that I am. Shaka laka 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 laka. Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? Again, life for an eye, people. Blazing!
I age of 10 and coming down, you know.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Nanga me na me na gino.
You know what black people thinking. Me go son nanga me na me na gino. It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me na me na gino.
You know what black people thinking. Africa me from and that's so where me belong. Beside the king in his throne with the scepter and I'm on.
Don't play the wrong.
That's what I love us and not too much blood and bone to the violence of the nation. Back that way me mind is on a repatriation. We know more about the man me take out revelation. We say the man a black man and a mulang.
Bound up many misery we are one. So I Ethiopia, I'm a coming home. A black woman is coming home.
No more will I man. It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me na me na gino.
Go hear the prophet, priest and the king.
Tell me go son, nanga me na me na gino.
It's African thing when you hear the termin.
Nanga me na me na gino.
Man oh man and child in a ring. From all the west me I go head to the east. Ready me go learn about the mark of the east. They know no justice, know no peace. Educated, liars, murderers and thieves. Life opens up all the whenever them a speak. Them Serasta King silent, them Serasta King asleep. Silent, we will always run deep. If King Selassie drop asleep, we all open our feet. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming home. Black woman is coming home. No more will I. It's African thing when you hear me chanting. Well, Africa ball the
turning.
And it's Africa thing, Africa song.
Ah, ah, ah,
fire now where they go.
Hey,
must I see up the band, the river, Nile banking. Babylon, you know, said that me have a spank him. Give me the whistle, give me the fire, give me the God of King determine what the joy they bring now. Ethiopian song, man, I sing.
Say I hail all me king of king.
Me go live on a day that he win.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting. What a job you say they use them in a D-ring.
Yes, I am. Let's learn a life, not death, not angels, not principality, not power, not things present, not things to come, not heights, not depths, not any other creature separated from the love of the Most High. All right? Yes. So, this great organization that has managed to live in, registered in Manhattan, New York, from 1937, is in fact a government. It's the Ethiopia West, meaning that we need to have this type of administration in order to discipline and order ourselves for going home. And it is run by a constitution, and it is registered in the coffers of the government pursuant to the Membership Corporation Law of 1926. This organization, among a few others, enjoy grandfather status in America. The preamble for the organization goes like this. We, the black people of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, and self-determination. To secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, to establish and ordain this constitution of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So the first eye-opening is the fact that we have to know that we are Ethiopians. The entire continent is Ethiopia. People change that. So now what's people? All of us are Ethiopians. That is the banner under which I and I must unite our and I self. It cannot be a government if you don't have land. But because of the prevailing situation, His Majesty leave a piece of land for the faithful ones, them who defend Ethiopia in the time of war. Well, I and I take it up on our head. Because when I say the American black man, them too, able to leave other mother for take on that. So we in the island who have the time and so on. So we take it on full force. See? From your youth. And now we're ready. So we're brother them in North America and elsewhere in the Caribbean now. We come full forward. See? Imagine Ethiopia is the land of our fathers. That's it. That is the anthem that I am using, the land where our God loved to be, you know, as a swift bee to hive, sudden gather. And our children gather to thee, so that is gather where I gather now, you know, with our red, gold, and green flag floating over us, and with our impact to shield us from wrong, with our Jah and our future before us, we will heal thee. Shout with songs. So that is really our real responsibility, you know, to make sure the eyes go up to His Majesty continually and Queen Omega, because He's the mother and father of creation. And so despite what others might say, we are today very happy and peaceful in our spirit, knowing that we have found the deliverer, and the deliverer is delivering. See? So one more chant before and I really go into the Obama 2 term.
Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. I say this, and you say that. I say Selassie, some Allah Jesus. Some say this, and some say that. Some a pray Jacob, some praise in the cat. That's why me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. Be happy on them, but me not go run them.
Pick up your holy book and just teach. Jah is he who giveth life, life, life. Jah is he, he. But some don't know who to pray. Me a be on them, but me not go run them. Too much can do, man a man out that street. Me a be on them, but me not go run them. Pick up your holy book and just teach. Me a be on them, but me not go run them. Too much can do, man a man out that street. Me a be on them, but me not go run them. Pick up your holy book and just teach. Pick up the holy book, pick up the holy book, and just be here. I say, look at the holy book, look at the holy book, look at the holy book, and just be here now. Pick up the holy book, pick up the holy book, pick up the holy book, and just be here.
Yes, I and I, brace yourselves now. These views are not as common as the news that you hear in daily. Yes, so let us look forward to 2007, America leadership quality in the political arena was under duress. There were not much candidates who really qualify for run a continent like this. And as one would say, Obama come at the right time, as black people surge to the forward since the last part of the last century. And really and truly establish yourself as equal, as the mother keep the slave mentality, keep it down, you know? But yes, we were outstanding in every field. And so it was inevitable that with the minority blacks, yes, but very powerful in proportionately to the population. So this student who was a prominent student during education, and he had a wife that was appropriate and so on. But not only that, there was certain conditions that it was very difficult to choose anyone else to who had the ambition and the skillful words in the word mechanic, you know, and really, really groomed well for the administration. So, come at the time when there was a serious, serious situation with the economy. Yes, the economy was in retreat because of the, especially the housing situation. People was getting loans all over premises and houses and properties that they couldn't really afford. The banks them had a field day, carried it, reduced the economy, bankruptcy. So the political arena was not a grand one, because then you had the Tea Party, you know, which is no longer the Tea Party now. I won't give you the definition of what them call it now, because as I said, I want to go deep into, I want to focus on this man's presidency. So look at it. President Obama's administration has very little time for historical context in 2008. That by 2009, when he received the Nobel Peace Prize, and he's only the second U.S. president to receive this award while in office. You know. The other two presidents, and the other president was President Woodrow Wilson in 1919. Right? The other two presidents who received it when them out of office, after them done serve them thing, and people look at them performance, them say, all right, Theodore Roosevelt in 1906, right? And Jimmy Carter in 2002, both of whom won it after leaving office. So some people thought Obama had done nothing to deserve it, since peace was not yet affected or influenced in any sphere by him, while there were others who thought that he represents a new era in America's politics, which would effectively bring about world peace. So you see the great expectation them have. Them don't know, so that is a very terrible situation Obama took office in. Yeah, because it's money run America. See, so the opposition spend more money than the incumbent. Because when they spend that type of money, then the big companies then laugh and say hello and knock at the door. You see something arriving in your bank account and all them type of things here, or whatever kind of transaction them have. So let us continue. A writer that I read really check out all the while is Chris Hedges. And he said recently in a publication article, World As It Is, that is the name of the article, and so the American Empire is over and the descent is going to be horrifying. So like James Baldwin, yeah, all the warning signs are there. The biggest sign is that America is following the trajectory of all the empires of past ages. Structure of the corporate state, that is the imperial state, remain untouched. It does not matter which political party holds office, whether it is looting of the U.S. Treasury on behalf of Wall Street, war on terror, the eavesdropping, wiretapping of Americans. All of these actions are bipartisan. I think both sides support it. And in recent years, there was a coup d'etat in slow motion. The monitoring of tens of millions of Americans, which is illegal. The citizens are rendered impotent, and whether it is the interest of corporations, which is a paramount among the power brokers, for example, the election of Obama, which was one more triumph of illusion over substance. That was a skillful manipulation and betrayal of the public by a corporate power elite. The people mistook style and ethnicity and advertising tactic pioneered by Calvin Klein and Benetton for progressive politics and genuine change. So Obama functioned as a brand. Obamacare 2008. Some say it is a disastrous bill, 2,000 pages of it. It is essentially the equivalent of a bank bailout. A bill for the pharmaceutical industry, $400 billion in bailout and subsidies for the corporate entities such as the insurance companies, etc. Entities that are the tools of the oligarchy, slavery, the labor movement, later the civil rights movement, are considered the underclass in America's capitalist society. But mass psychology and propaganda is used upon these class of people who are made to believe that they are better off than those people from third world and call it banana republic and shithole country. So things like the NAFTA, which is the North American Free Trade Agreement, they represent the destruction of the welfare system, the prevalence of bank fraud, and the closing down of one of hundreds of banks, only to be bailed out of their corruption and criminal activity during Obama's term of office. That's the first job I'm getting to do. I'm saying save the economy, but it's really PMP the bank, them to return to business at the expense of the people. The church, the press, the public sector, unions, the culture, education are increasingly keeping people in the deprived state which they are meant to be in. If there is no economic justice, there can be no racial justice. The civil rights movement included only one-third of the blacks in America. Slavery and the blacks were enslaved, all 100% of us must demand reparation and repatriation to the motherland, all of it. So this new administration will come in 2008 now, headed by a black man. It really initiates a moment of reckoning by taking its total disregard for a standard of precedence to a further extreme by decimating the culture of innovation at the cost of American allies. Confidence in American leadership in the world affairs has waned to catastrophic margins, especially by its opposition to democratic norms and departure from traditional diplomacy. Both the Congress and the Senate can be depended upon not to take the action necessary to protect the nation from being led into deep calamity. And we have an example that we're going to really bring forward to light. Because right now, as you see what Russia is doing with Ukraine, what it reminds me of is what America did to Libya. The only difference is that America did not have the desire to occupy Libya and start a civilization there. No. Unlike Russia, Russia wants power that. God said in Russian land, right? Then now, after all, if you check out the last president before Biden, He is the same thing. He appointed his children and his in-laws into top-level position in the White House. So no one will deny that Mueller's investigation was a witch hunt when all this is over, for them couldn't convict him, you know. But there are witches and wizards and moguls and oligarchs who it would seem are running this game of chess. Only do not be fooled by this charade. Is mostly screened by smoke coming from Britain and Rome. The entire present world economic system is in the process of collapsing as a result of one world economic system owned and controlled by a generic globalization. Every government in Europe is ungovernable. They may or may not be called failed states, but they are at the brink of being failed states which cannot govern themselves, and this cannot be denied by them. They are in the process of surrendering their powers of governance to supranational agencies. Yeah, the world has entered a period of general warfare right now. But it didn't start recently. From the coup led by Lenin in a sudden near bloodless Russian Revolution, October 25th, 1917, against the Tsar, and eventually the provisional government with the slogan Peace, Bread and Land. 1914, Germany declared war on Russia, causing what is called taxes, and 9 million soldiers were mobilized. Food shortages in 1916 resulted in the death of 2 million soldiers. Yeah, man. So troops all deserted the front line, and Lenin exiled himself in Switzerland. You saw the politics be. I'm still accepting in Switzerland and in exile there. Same thing Mengistu did. After him upset the whole Ethiopian thing and him find him guilty, sentenced him to death, he slip away. And Mugabe shelter him in Africa, yeah, in Zimbabwe. So anyway, we saw, when we examine history, that Switzerland had the first communist government. I never knew that going to school. We were never taught that. But Switzerland had the first communist government. collapse of the American stock market brought the country to its knees during the Great Depression of 1929 to 1936, and it's just about 36 that Ethiopia was invaded for the second time in 100 years, by less than 50 years, by Italy. All right, so we bring our attention to the legacy that Obama leaves, right? Make a chant of a chant before we go into that and make the season.
Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. I say this, and you say that. I have to see last in summer, Allah Jesus. Some say this, and some say that. Some a pray Jack over, some praise in the cat. That's why me have to run them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to run them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Jack is here, who give it life, life, life. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. From the holy book and just teach. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. From the holy book and just teach. Some a say church a god, some a say Anglican. And that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been given some a church Israel. 72 year we father name fell. From them, but no bother on them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. Jah is the wheel, who give it life, life, life. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a gone out the street. Me have to burn them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book and just teach. I say, look at the holy book.
Yeah, man, so the legacy of Obama now. Make several mistakes, the worst mistake he make. He ignore the Congress and mislead America. I don't know if his woman lead him astray. Because in Secretary of State and so on, you know, these people take counsel with one another. So I don't know how that part of the politics go. But, you know, when you check it out, the former president admit eventually that his handling of the Libya war. No, Libya never have no war. When you have a war, you have an enemy to fight back. Anyway, he said the Libya war was his worst mistake. Libya was invaded. Yeah. But anyway, he said it's his worst mistake, but not that it was unconstitutional. Hear that? and say him use the constitution correctly when he ordered that invasion. But not him say, but not that it was unconstitutional. He said in an interview with Fox News, he said probably failing to plan for the day after, but I think was the right thing to do, intervening in Libya in 2011, resulting in the toppling of Libya's president, dictator Muammar Gaddafi. And that although he thinks the intervention went as well as it could, it left Libya in a mess. Yes, he admitted. Privately, he referred to the troubled state as a shit show, and that much of the blame belongs to the British and the French, who failed to follow through as he expected them to, even though he should not have been surprised by the cult or the cut and run action of guess who? The top man, them, the two leaders of these two countries. One is allies, you know, British Prime Minister David Cameron and French Prime Minister, President Nicolas Sarkozy. It is unfortunate that the former president used the power vested in him by the American voters to meddle in a situation that he did not understand, and that he took the advice of a particular appointee of his Secretary of State. So much like the situation in Iraq, where former President George whatever, who also took inaccurate information to justify his invasion of Iraq. Yeah, one journalist wrote that Obama's willingness to even partially admit an important mistake, something that few politicians in leadership do. So admitting it is a real thing, but they are commending peace and say it is commendable, though his mistake has resulted in something unfortunate and might even be regarded as regrettable. Might. You must regret that man when he realized what shit him do. Because the administration failed to get the approval and authorization of Congress. The war violated both the U.S. Constitution and the 1973 War Powers Act, which requires congressional approval to initiate war. So the president of the USA does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping or an actual or imminent threat to the American nation, which describes the Libya war to a T. In other words, Libya was no threat to America. What Libya was a threat to was this. Libya had a system that the oil from Libya supported everyone in Libya. Education was free, housing, and everything. It was one of the best running economy in Africa. And Gaddafi was intended to work with the other nations of Africa to bring about a new currency based on resources, not just paper print, based on oil and other valuable resources that is found in the soil of Ethiopia. And so we had this situation wherein he was ravaged, and it is stayed upon my brain to know that at this time, such a backward move was made by a black man. However, not surprising, because in most of our people get caught up in the overwhelming effects of past, you know. Yes, because then everybody gets super rich for us. I hear a woman describing the Jews, them, when them, would them say 6.5 million were killed in this war. Woman say, one thing is he missed, man, is how they were rich, rich, rich. She couldn't even find the next word to describe them. Appear rich, 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 I say. You know? So, we really, from the island, we really see things away from distance. And I understand how the whole political atmosphere is being run, you know? It is tricky. Look here. But when Rome, Italy, invaded Ethiopia in 1896, it was the same exact thing that took place in 1936, you know, wherein Menelik II, the emperor, had a treaty with Europe. And what them do, them change the wording of the treaty so they could get the right to attack Ethiopia. And it's the very same thing happened after the League of Nations said that all these countries who signed this agreement have to protect each other and can't invade each other. Then later, close to a period when His Majesty, them think His Majesty would not be advised as to what take place. And they signed a different treaty which give now Italy certain access to weapons and stuff, and they take away the Red Sea port at Djibouti, so that Ethiopia was weakened, and things so that they go take over and give the Pope a new home, different from Rome, you know? But it didn't happen. And thanks to that, the black people in America here, especially Harlem, and Panama City, and Jamaica, and other places too, they was a great strength to Ethiopia. Yeah, man, they collected all they can. There was some stealing into, but three prominent Harlemites went through the proper protocol and linked up with His Majesty and went to England during those terrible times. You can imagine. Yeah, because even Marcus couldn't come to America, you know, Marcus had to go to England to, you know, just let go. And because he was convicted and deported, you know. So the point we're making is this, that as a result of that, His Majesty showed gratitude for the support and took his personal land, state land, his personal land, and contributed it to us that we can start a government, because you must have land in order to declare yourself a government. This government is people and land and resources, and you build communities, and you build cities, and you, some people have put up walls. Well, we don't know about that. Yes, sometimes wall is just a stall, right? So we want to clean up ourselves now. Yes, yeah, there's we are mentally handicapped because of mental illness created over hundreds of years, passed down the line. Yes, mothers apprehensive right now how to talk to them children and how to really, them wondering what's going to happen to these kids because of this, based on how the system set it. So, remember, Ethiopia is the land where God loves to be, and you get the opportunity now of joining the Ethiopian World Federation, join the Nation of Islam. Yeah, any one of them, join Ethiopian World Federation, join Universal Negro Improvement Association, join even a Christian church, but with your intention to go home. So that means you have to go, you have to find yourself with the authority and the right, you know. You have to seek out the right institution and entity or organization that give you your Ethiopian identity. that you are no, you don't feel anymore like an ex-slave. You're a prodigal. You have returned home, and you are now about to go there physically. Yes. So we really feel like, say, we bless you up with enough politics right now. This is my station identification, the New Nation Radio Station, Black People, property this. Yes, it's not a benevolent society, no, but it is a non-profit. And we are happy to be of service to our people and the world. But we have to set ourselves first. We have to put our people first, like every other race does. And the foundation has been set. And the cyberspace and all the other media is there for us to utilize. We have our own music, we have our skills, we have our dignity, we have land. Why not? Let's move towards this, Black people. So that is kind of a way that I can really express, because there's a lot of plans and a lot of possibilities, but we don't establish this radio show to you know spell out our plans, but we must communicate, we must get good advice, and we must be instructed wisely before we make any move. Don't get caught up in the melting pot, you know. So, yeah, we have other people like in the last last 70 years, people like Nina Simone and people like Florence Rice, people like the Queen Mothers. Yes, and we have some Queen Mothers right now doing some fantastic work. Getting, when the volcano erupted down there in the Caribbean, yes, the sisters got themselves busy, and in a short time there were supplies there to aid. And, you know, I want to hail up certain people while I'm at it. I want to hear up that's Mikey Dunn, president of Local 12, and the entire membership of Local 12. I want to also hear up all the locals and their members. And there are particular people now who are doing special work on behalf of the nation. Volunteer Ethiopians, these. One represents the Nation of Islam, one represents the Garveyites, one represents Rastafari Church. And you have a Scientologist involved, Black Scientologist, you know. And I want to hear up Brother Arnold Pinnex, I want to hear up Brother Clifford Mohammed, Brother Joe, Brother Frank, Brother Hanif, yes, and the international president, two international presidents and their assistants and their staff and their co-workers and members at UNIA, the ACLA, and the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We are working, we have a think tank, we apply ourselves under the auspices of the Common Ground, so you will be hearing about the Common Ground, and this is going to bring out a lot of economic ventures, namely things like the Birthday Club. We have been working on this for many years, and suddenly come to light that this is a worthy cause, well, expertly conceptualized by our ancestors and left for us this legacy. So we have numerologists who are going to be on board, and they're going to show you the significance of your Earth Day. You know, your Earth Day is very important, and you're going to be reminded. So everyone get them birth paper and find out which day you're born and find out what the date was on. And if you don't know, well, Near Nation Radio Station will tell you, right? Yes, we're going to be focusing on getting people to relate to each other in love and unity, right? And we're going to do it with a just cause. We're going to do it not trying to tell people what to do or anything. Just live it by example, you know? That's all we plan on doing it. So when you see us on the streets, you can be very sure that we are on our way to some duty, some responsible affair, business of some, whether farming, whether feeding the people, whether working laboriously to feed our family, you know, traveling, driving vehicles all over this crazy town and so on. We are in the mix, but we are not in the melting pot. Yeah. So the Neo Nation will have take a brief business advertisement right now, and I'll be back to you in approximately 3 minutes.
The Neo Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Junior CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Yes, and the time is now 8 o'clock. The compliments of you, Jama, and Organic Love, Utica Avenue, and Crown Heights, Utica. And we're feeling good about ourselves. We are linking up, literally.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Yeah, we're linking up, we're feeling good about life.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Despite everything going on us.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
You let them light up.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's it's a new dawn, it's a new day,
you know?
It's a new life for me.
New life.
Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fishing the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Thanks for all those who have survived the COVID experience, and we know it's more than an experiment. It is really meant to really reduce the population, and there are those who are now enjoying the benefits of COVID, financially and otherwise. Yes, they have their mandate, and the mandate is being actualized. And so there are, however, ones and ones who have found themselves in a position to fight this terrible curse, this virus. It's not the only one. We have had several such situations over the last 100 years. So we were prepared for this. Yes, we were definitely prepared for this. And so we are not going through the same vibration as those people who have put their lives in peril now. And I won't say why. I'm not here to give advice on how people should live, but we can offer alternative medicines. We can offer the advice of certain type of food to eat and the danger of eating certain food, not just stopping eating meat and all that stuff. It goes much deeper than that. It so happened that I'm now 77 years old, and I can tell you that 6 years ago, people weren't falling left, right, and center like this from heart attack, and we didn't know anything about being bipolar. That is something new in my experience. We know that there are people who have gone against nature, and they brought their children normal, but not at this rate that we see, you know, some suicide. Did you know that there's a great percentage of police who have committed suicide, although it's not published? That's what's going on. So, right now, the list of worthwhile things to eat is getting less and less and less, simply because there is a science called eugenics, which is being used to treat the food before they reach the supermarket. So unless you have a source of organic food, food that is planted without the type of fertilizer that is produced by these scientists, then you're going to be dependent upon the doctor. We're dependent upon Big Pharma, who is answerable to the oligarchs that intend to reduce the population so that they can have their cyberspace and their hovercraft vehicles. And, you know, they claim that, you take the tires, for instance, 300 million cars. 300 million cars, my God. And they, each one of those cars on the road, they change tires every year. Some more than once per year. Where do those old tires go? 300 million, my God. No, let us stop and really look at this. Where does all this, these old tires, year after year after year, these rubber tires, are they being recycled? Are they being buried? I don't think so. Are they being dumped in the sea? Well, I know of, for a fact that some has been dumped in Florida as I speak. Yes, piles upon piles, and it affects the ecosystem because in the corals and all these type of things that is so important to our fauna and flora has been affected. Yes, because nothing will go there, you know. Yeah, that's come like an oil spill, you know. After a while, the fishes have to go into other areas to feed because in the tires have covered the surface of the earth. Millions of tires. Now, there are some food that really is very special in terms of keeping your body free from tumors, and food that really have very little mucus, because those are the real problems, you know. You feel a little pain here, and you're afraid to even touch it. You don't want to, you know, feel any pain. But guess what? Maybe a massage. Yeah, maybe a massage can remove what is there until 2 years later. If you don't really remove what is there that way, then it's going to be an operation or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So when I was small, they used to give us bitters every now and then. At least twice a year. These bitters was to offset the amount of sugar that is being taken in. Sugar for tea, yes, and lemonade, the lunchtime, and all these flowers and all these things that have carbohydrates. Yam and dumpling, lemon stuff, you know. We used to eat a lot of that stuff, but we used to get washouts and stuff like that. So, right now, we have to really be careful about what we eat, and we have farms now going up. Our virgin are working on the farm situation now, and we will be able to feed ourselves. Food security, you know, very important. Yeah, we.
Welcome to the show. I'm Zulina Maxwell. Today, Ukrainians were racing to rescue some of the hundreds of civilians who were hiding inside of a theater that was bombed by Russian forces in the city of Mariupol. Russia bombed the theater.
Come on. Yeah. So, Indian Nation Radio Station here. We're having a little technical difficulty here. Let's go back online here. We don't know what really happened there. We touch something and affect us very badly, very negatively here. Yeah, man. Station, have a little, you know, overlapping thing going on. But yes. Your host Raswariku on the Neo Nation Radio Station coming forward live and direct, you know. So we're talking about things like projects that are coming forward. We have the African Renaissance Movement keeping a festival and other type of projects starting in May this year in Ghana. The production has been affected immensely by the pandemic. However, we'll come again and we'll heal up the Virgin. That's Dr. Roots, Brother Milton Henry, you know. These brethrens are our colleagues who are very serious about the affairs of man, especially black man and woman. See? And we are collaborating. Take it from me, yes, we are. And we want all these minority groups. Yes. We want to all members of the Nation of Islam, the Nation of Israel, all the Federationists and UNIA and the Pan-Africanists come forward now. We'd like to see the Black Students Union return to operation, you know. Yeah, be active once more. So I'm calling upon Dr. Ying Suleiman. Nzing Suleiman, yes, from our university. We're going to be contacting you pretty soon. I want to hear Professor Wayne Russell from Medgar Evers. I want to hear of Russ. Now, Graham. Yeah, man. I know it's link up there. I want to hear of Panama. I want to hear of Tabuki G in Panama. And Russ Marlon up in Virginia. I want to really hear of all those ones that was at the march. March, yes, the three organizations came together, man. It was really, really a real occasion, you know. Yeah, because them say, what them say? We are family. Yeah, man, we are family, man. The whole of our family, man. You have to take it serious. We are family, see? Yeah, man. Then say, too wise you are, too wise you be. I see you are too wise for me. Some of the people know the ground like them wise. And then they know I'm dumb. I'm wisdom. Yeah, really. Back in the days, you know, we have a child or so. Come on now, brothers and sisters. And I'll come and hear what I have to say. Listen, and I will tell you what is the talk of the town today. For in every corner that you may walk, here's a group of people, them attack. Them not skylarking, them only talking about Ethiopia. See that? Back in the days, you know, I saw that time, say, that means, say, the world don't know, this side of the world don't know nothing about Ethiopia, you know. Them hide it from, you know, we learn the British history. You understand? We learn about King George and King Elizabeth and Queen Mary and all the knights and the round table and this and that and Scotland, you know, Ireland, Wales, you know, yeah, London and, yeah, you know, Brixton and, yeah. So, you learn through the... Them are saying God save our gracious queen in a church when I am youth. Can you imagine God save our and our king over Ethiopia and them not tell us that we have no king, you know? We have to find that. The mystic order. See? The elders never make the mistake. I tell you I them, the elders never make the mistake. The elders take to the hills and make the youth who want to know truth find the hills. Yes. Ross very cool and stepping out through and clearing them things there. Because a fact, you see? Now no talk this. This is reality. Right? Them say change is bound to come. And them say we must be good in the process. We're not supposed to be under the stress that overcome the society. Right? No, we don't need to stress out ourselves that way. We have the Almighty as our authority. Yeah, I'm giving authority to say that. Don't have to stress out ourselves that way. Yeah, we can seek peace. Yeah, man, we can seek peace, man. We can live in peace with one another, man. And the people who win this, the mode of self-destruct, I don't know how them going to manage, you know. I don't know how them going to manage. Maybe.
Let me introduce my dudes, who do them fools. I love the people who get me from my youth, especially my mama and my dada who provide me a room. I cook my food, I keep my fucking glass full of juice. Wow, my children are beautiful, my roots. My girls are beautiful, I'm telling you the truth. And no one, one of them, my blessing is the first truth. Absolute, they never will pollute. But the most important thing is your life. So a man thinks and so is he died. I've never done clean very well. Although do I think they can all go to hell. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right.
Maybe no, but not in my early days. Jackfruit. So I thought, oh, wild. And that sailboat, guess what? You never know what sites are valuable. Yeah. Certain things that we just take for granted. And have, you know, all our mango, we have a mango named East Indian man. He's one of the sweetest, best, nicest mango in the world. You know, that's up here. See? And, you know, there are some foods that, for instance, sea moss. I come from the sea vegetable that, and I tell you, I say, we live on them things, you know. Right? We have a different brand of peanuts in Jamaica. We have flavor. And these peanuts are in our flavor. I come discover a nut named Brazil nut. Don't take them food away, I tell you, them both like, you know. Thinking too. Sarsaparilla, turmeric, about burdock. All right. So I agree, said cauliflower and them type of thing like sprouts and something like certain things that we're good, but guess what? No, we don't know what they might do with them. We don't know things like carrot and all them things. They make all different type of things and then listen to deer and everybody just take it for granted and I eat it. And I wonder about these things, but they might clone and make and apple load seed, melon load seed, papa. I don't mean, but nobody talk about aloe vera again, you know. I mean, it's dead and used by some, but aloe vera, one time all the pharmaceutical, them, man, aloe vera, and them base from what I think they make. Then you know, when we find Noni, all of a sudden, Noni get popular. And by the time Noni get popular, here comes moringa. Them things I name, them still exist, you know. Sunflower seeds. Yes. When it comes to those are some kind of plant based protein I mentioned. But make it, remember watercresses. Wow, you get that some very still river you find like ponds and into your find and lots of that. But the burdock, don't take that light, that is serious thing. Sea moss, yeah. Right? Then you know, we're going to some green stuff now. To make a good green juice now, you need like a parsley, a ginger. You can put two green apples inside it or one. Depends on what you're making, and you get your kale. And the real callaloo up here, you know, that much, you know, but guess what? My callaloo, we grow up and we never know a thing about kale. Right. Yeah, we know about scale. It was a fish of scale, but we don't know about kale. Yeah, so anyway, we're going on, and we'll think of some serious food now. You see cassava, yellow, yum, white, yum. We have some purple yam, we have some kind of yam, I wouldn't believe it, man. Yam like sun, man. White yam, man. Yeah. Or pumpkin. When you don't fertilize the pumpkin with the vulpa fertilizer, you get the pumpkin taste powdery, like when you eat it, man, it just melts in your mouth. Then change up everything. And we feel chocha, I have some kind of chocha, as you bite it, the color starts changing inside. Never seen it from the barn. I mean, also that my grandmother used to and cure infection. Yeah, that's great. I thank your grandpa to drink it. Cure infection. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we used to drink a thing with Rastaman and then bring forward with the wolf iron, call it roots. Then the roots in the pan shape them in the place. Again, one time this is them appear in various cities and things in America. They might disappear now. People test them and say, boy, them things are not no alcohol in them, man. Can't bother them things, man. But the alcohol a mush some people. Yeah, the alcohol is a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. We have to lose control. Right. Tobacco? Good. I tell you, it's a tobacco. Why? Well, it's a poison, you know. Man must realize that it's a laxative thing, you know. Yeah. But if you have a fish pan and make a little piece of tobacco, drop in it, all the fish then dead. You understand? So, the poison is going to have use, but we can tell you as a fact that tobacco no good. Cigarette no good. Melting pot, use it to keep people nerves calm. Yeah, you know, you go out of Manhattan, you say, wood for people, him come to take a little bit, come out of 40 store, to smoke a cigarette and 40 store go back up, find them job. Coffee break is a cigarette I'm going to smoke. Yeah. So, life is like that, and we're not for trouble that. We can leave them things alone now. Even if I used to smoke hard. Love chalice, picture where we let out the smoke. You don't see no part of me in the picture and all them type of things. I used to think rum as a youth excessively, crashing a car, drive 16-year-old. Can't imagine 16-year-old. You have a license, you have nothing. And slightest little thing, crash, boom, mash up, light post, crash, broken, yeah! you go through all those things, right? Exposed to firearm and all them things. They do have you don't hear from it too, but you have firearm and a hunger firearm and all them things. Right? Them don't make it acceptable. Them make you have to do it illegal. In Ethiopia, you know that you them at 18 had to do 3 months reserve. That means say you get some military training, that you have some type of discipline. Yes. Then no bother with them kind of program there. Our little island people, if they would have listened to themselves, they would be better. But them following a capitalist country and them do have no capital. I don't know how these genius not calling a name who themselves financial minister and thing never advise them people how to get some capital to invest in a capitalist country. Them is practicing capitalism and nobody, the poor people can't get no capital to work with. That's why the country turns so wicked and vicious, you know? Because everyone know what I want. And some people pay up money, they say poor people, no people, hunger money. Yeah, that is the way them preach it. You know? And then divide it up, you know, use the violin syndrome. Real thing, you know. Plan, sociological system to reduce this enthusiasm for Africa. Yeah. But Marcus planted the seed. 1887. What did I say? But Love Adwa was 96. Marcus born 1887. I check out the name. Look here. Him born the 17th. 71 is 8th. Of August, the 8th month. 1887. A 2 year that, you know. And the one and the first and the seven and the last is the next 8th that, you know. That's some powerful man of them kind of number structure there, you know. And a ordinary man, you know. And then leave a legacy that strengthens us, up you might raise, you can accomplish what you will. Yeah, them type of talk the Mark, Brother Marcus have. And he never have the royal throne room authority, but in creating one army, he couldn't arm them in America, but it was on him way and the world war broke out for him. Catch him off guard. And so his lifespan ended early at 53 years old. 1940. Check it out. Yeah. So we carrying on this legacy here. And with Ethiopia, their children are lustily calling from over the distant sea. Over the great one has heard us. He has noted our sighs and our tears. With the spirit of love, he has stirred us to be one through the coming years. Begging the black people. Let us look at it. James Baldwin said, America do have a chance. I'm sorry to continue now, but this place must, but them never see the alternative as Africa. Because Africa was, them was educated to have Africa as jungle. So that they could go and steal out all the rich resources. The biggest diamond mine in the world, the biggest cavity, man-made cavity in the world, is Kimberley. Accessor Rhodes. And some Jew put money together and buy out the whole of that. Yeah, about Rhodesia. Yeah, about Rhodes scholarship. Yeah. And put up a scholarship for 111 scholars around the world at best can get that. That can be endowed upon them. But the whole of the world's gone. And keeps the empty and abandoned now, but they have a tourism thing where like you know, you can go there and learn of the history of the mine, the mining history. But that's it. All the wealth gone. And leave us depraved and deprived. The black people who time, couldn't even vote at election time. Yeah, but we're going to fulfill the prophecy, man.
Them should know this now. Right, you're not a defender of people. You're not going to defend the whole town of vehicle. Then, Rastafari, it's for I, it's the hope that make we care and share. The time is now, the joy is there. So care and share. The time is now, the joy is here. So care and share. The time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, make we care and share. Then, we're telling the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss. But that drop, no man bother. Just live in one accord. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. Then, I am a mason and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a Tanya. Yo, classy I imprint me on ya. To a joke, ya plant them Tanya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share. The time is now, the time is here. So care and share. The time is now, the time is here. Because care and share. The time is now, the time is here. So care and share. When I rock the bar, right? Then. So keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a day. So know me not play. So go on like your rebels and play. Yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them know say I come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it like the up and way. Yo, the key. Ethiopia apple. You didn't see one of that in America. So
And I'm in the farming business, you know. Yeah, we set up a farm. Yeah, and the UNIA just import a trailer load of vegetable and other fruits from Jamaica, cultivated on the maroon land. So the maroon is the next set of people now where we have to really turn our attention to, you know, because I'm another man who have enough bread in a maroon town, you know, a compound town, you know, because we should go there regularly. You know. Yeah, man, I'm on the hills and valley of Jamaica. Terrible, man. Go every maroon town. I mean, all the maroon thief at the time. Yeah. But Lumsden, Frank Lumsden, I'm good at pastor and I'm good at pastor and certain things, you know. But Scott Saul, yeah. Even Albertown, Freedom's Hall, of Maroons, Flagstaff of Maroons, Maroon Town, St. James, my daughter born, yeah. You know, my daughter and my grandson, John, and my mother, Alison, and Pierre, peace and love to hold it together nicely. Family that. Heal Terry and Paul, although Paul distanced me, but I'm a son that too. Yeah. Son too. New word that, yeah. So anyway, the stepping out show with Raswarku is on is every Thursday night, and we want to start a podcast coming up soon. I'll give you a warning, you know, because when we come in numbers, you know. We come in with some numerologists and some anthropologists and some, you know, different science, mystic order. Yes, we have some, it's about Freemason. We have the real Mason them, man. We have the real Mason them come, teacher, when called. We call the culture ancient antecedent culture. Apothecary healing, right? Yeah, we make the CBD oil. And all the other tinctures, yeah. And we have the best device to take it in so it doesn't affect your lung and all that sort of stuff. Those are the areas that we are developing. But we have to do it quietly because once we join the grid or we are under the radar, it's a different thing. They attack us. We're accustomed to that. We know about that. You know what CIA left from all Chile and just fly come straight to Jamaica. So they mash up some man of Chile, come mash up some man of Jamaica and just fly out back. You know about them things there. Green Bay killing when they decide to kill off all the men who go to Cuba and kill most of them and one escape and the one come to the world too. What do you think I tell about? These people are trying to set up sociological plans, moral rearmament with Steve Grant, whatever his name, yeah. Curb our leaders and make our leaders sell out a little material, a little truck or a little bus or a little small change. Yeah. And call them done them call the leaders charlatans. These are charlatans. Like I said, them are doing something good and these man is doing something bad. Because the man them point towards Africa for redemption. Well, so it's never too late for a shower of rain. Yes. And the king reign forevermore. So, you know, what's going up now? We're going to ask them for how much trillion of them poor way. And them, when they can't answer, we say, it's all right then, we're going home. Because we don't want the money over here. We want rich, we want then now we deal with that. We're sit down and solid foundation, we deal with that. Then now get there. But we want to get out of here quickly because then certain doom is pending. I'm telling the item. Let us really declare it. Certain doom is pending and we have a very short time. So roll up your sleeve and get cracking. After.
Don't worry, oh no, no, no. nothing. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. You got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful, he'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting, things got to rearrange. All they are doing is bare backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. About the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. You can't give up life so easy, my friend.
Yes, I have. And I wind down now for hours, you know, because you know, it must be about 9 minutes, I believe, you know. So, we just check out runs now and prepare for the next week. We're coming on strong, but I want to hear up certain man. I want to hear up, like, but I can. But, Ian Brown, Natural, yeah, I want Europe Empress, Khalila Rose Empress, Safari, yeah, I want Europe, my brother, Kefense, yeah, Aswad and his family, Empress Adama, Empress Tashai, Empress John. Yeah, Joan Henry, Ivy, I do want them all right around me. Empress Linda and Empress Michelle, I can't buy them so much. Sandra, Empress Sandra, oh my gosh. I can't run out of nothing when there's so much people around me, man. I feel happy and joyful, man. I have to go draft with Nina Simone, but I don't have no time. But remember, this is next week, a different thing, you know, my studio now going to open up to play a different type of music. I can't find myself to promote Chashamani because in, well, that's why we'll rest in peace as much as to give you, you know.
Y'all should know this now. Right, y'all are going to defend our people. We're not going to defend our own of people. Then, Rastafari, it's for Ryan, Ethiopia make we care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share, that
time is now. The time is here. The care and share. Care and share, the time is now, the time is there. The care and share, make we care and share. Then, we tell the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show no guts. But that love no man bother, just live in one accord. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. I am a mister and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a time, yeah. Yo, Philadelphia, him send me on ya. To watch out, them black them can ya. Yo, this a red, huh? I got some money, Mr. Key.
Care and share, care and keep. Yo, Rastafari. Then swear so we fool. Then swear we stupid, but man, I yes and I see you can that the way. Yo, never say. Yo, Rastafari. May I demand him at the glory every day. Then will be hail me king. And what a joy it bring. Well, Rastafari, now soon me not have a fling. Then keep it real. Yo, and I'm no bargain and I'm no deal. Cause Emperor Selassie, I am a the king.
That's why we could over and out. Out.